Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to jump on the economy thing real quick, just as an example, because I'm an avid flyer and people who are flying, you can see the effects even in air travel and in sales and things that go on in other aspects of the economy due to Bidenomics. And then I want to talk about Candace Owens converting to Catholicism. She was engrafted into the Catholic Church just recently. It's not a surprise to me because her husband is Catholic, but we're going to talk about that in a second. American Airlines or Southwest Airlines ends service at 4 airports, firing 2,000 employees. And according to the article, it says American Airlines and Southwest Airlines both lost money in the first quarter. And Southwest said that Thursday that it will limit hiring and close operations at 4 airports. Southwest expects to end this year with 2,000 fewer employees than it had at the start of the year. Airlines are dealing with higher labor costs and delays in getting new planes from Boeing, which is limiting their ability to add more flights at a time of high demand for travel. American Airlines lost $312 million as labor costs rose 18%, or nearly $600 million. It says the airline said that it expects to return to profitability in the second quarter, a busier time for travel, and post earnings between 1.15 and 1.45 per share. The analysts or analytics expect 1.15 per share, according to FactSet. So this is another issue, labor costs. Labor costs hurts your profit. When your profit is hurt, people begin to wonder, are you profitable and is your company going to be worth keeping shares? So people get afraid and they sell shares and it hurts the economy. Not selling shares, but it hurts the economy when these corporations aren't doing as well. All right, let me go to the conversation about Candace Owens becoming Catholic. There's a lot of Protestant Christians that are upset that Candace have declared that she's going back home to be a Catholic. Let me just say this. I am not a Catholic for obvious reasons to some and maybe less obvious reasons to others. I don't believe in some of the things that the Catholic Church does. I think that a lot of it is religion and it's not based on relationship with Christ and it's not based on things that are in the Bible. That's just my opinion. I love you anyway if you're a Catholic. So don't get mad at me. It's just my opinion. And you probably think the same about me being a Protestant. So we even. But I will say that her husband is a Catholic, and I can see why she would want to join the Catholic Church. And to be honest, I think she should if her husband was Catholic. There's no reason for two people to be of different denominations or different religions. And I would argue Protestant and Catholic almost seem like different religions when you look at what they believe and what their stances are in many cases. One being the Catholic Church believe in this, you know, this relationship, post-mortem relationship with the saints. That's something that Protestants don't believe at all. And also the confession session that goes on with the priest and the parishioners, or you could say the layman or whatever you want to call it, confessing your sins to a priest, and that priest then taking your sins somewhere else. Also the Pope. The Protestant Church don't believe that there's a Pope. And I think that the Pope unintentionally, in many cases, can almost be the Jesus Christ of the Catholic Church. And let me just say this. I'm not saying that y'all Catholics really believe that. But when you hoist a one man up as the leader of the entire church, that's when things become weird, right? Because many of y'all will tell me right now that you don't believe what the Pope is saying, and that they're mad at the Pope. They don't like the Pope. The Pope ain't a man of God. He's advocating for gay marriage and all kind of other stuff. Is that really a man called by God, or is that religion? This is what people have to understand. A man that's truly called by God would not advocate for things that are against the Bible. The man that's truly called by God would not advocate for things that are culturally appropriate or are culturally expedient, but is biblically incorrect. The man of God that's called do not change the philosophy and theology of what he's preaching and teaching. The world changed, but the man of God does not change what God had told him to say through Jesus Christ. But that's each his own. People can do their own thing. That's one reason why it'll be hard for me to do what Candace did. But at the end of the day, I say make sure your house is in order before you criticize other people. Whether you know it or not, people are mad at her. And saying, oh, but y'all go to a Protestant church that's just as wrong as what you claim the Catholic Church is doing. Y'all doing stuff that ain't in the Bible either. Y'all out here cutting up. Y'all ain't nowhere near close to what Christ has called us to do. Out here at church preaching about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. Y'all out here trying to convince people. Y'all making the church look like the world. Trying to convince people to come to church by acquiescing to what the world is doing. And then you complain about Candace being a Catholic. Come on. I think people need to leave other people's relationship and religion alone. I have my opinions about Catholicism, but I don't care if somebody want to be a Catholic. I got people in my family that are Catholic. You think I criticize them or argue with them when they want to go to Mass and all that stuff? No, I don't care. Each his own, man. As long as if you can find Jesus Christ, I don't care what your title say. I don't care what your denomination say. The bottom line is that if you can take that Bible and you can read for yourself, because if you are in a religion that tells you not to read your Bible, you in something wrong. You should be able to go to your church or your mosque. Go to a mosque. Go to your church, go to the temple, go to the cathedral, wherever you going to, and you should be able to look at that Bible and read it for yourself when you get home. And you should be able to follow what Jesus said. If your priest died today, or your pastor died today, and the church closed down, your faith should still be secure because you should have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Your relationship shouldn't be proxy through a man. That's for Protestant, Catholic, Mormon, whatever you want to call yourself. But you should be able to pick that Bible up and be able to read that Bible and read what Jesus said and follow what he said. You can do what I just said if you're a Catholic, if you're whatever, whatever. Because at the end of the day, a lot of this stuff is religion. It don't have nothing to do with the Bible. So just because you're doing Hail Marys or you putting ashes on your forehead, that has nothing to do with the Bible. That's a religious practice, which is fine. As long as you're not doing something that Jesus told you not to do, you can practice that religiously. If you go in and, if you don't believe that this man has the authority to forgive your sins or not, this one man, if you're doing it in religious practice for tradition and you go confess your sins to this person, but you still understand that you can go and confess your sins to your brother or you can go and talk to Jesus. If you understand that, then who cares if you go and confess in a booth? That who cares? I don't care. I honestly believe that people should make sure that they have a personal relationship with Christ. And that's what matters more than any denomination. You know, if I had to say, I think people who are identified Catholic will go to heaven. People who are apostolic and Baptist and Church of God in Christ and Seventh-day Adventist and Jews, and I think some other people would go to heaven. When I say Jews, I mean Messianic Jews. I'm talking about Jews that believe in Jesus Christ. The Jews that don't believe in Jesus Christ, according to the Bible and the book of Romans, there will come a day that every knee shall bow and they would have to confess that Jesus is Lord and they'll be saved. That's what the Bible says about the Jewish people, about God's chosen people, Israel. Now, I don't know who those people are specifically, but the Bible prophesied that it's a number. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on because they're going to get mad at me for talking about this stuff on the radio. DEI is garbage. The Pulitzer Prize winner delivers scathing takedown of woke Hollywood. Pulitzer. What did I say? Pulitzer. The Pulitzer Prize winner, playwright David Mamet, Sir Mamet, I can't read, Lord Jesus, help me. David Mamet certainly has a way with words, and he did not mince any when he delivered a blistering takedown of the diversity, equity, and inclusion standard that now limits him and others who share his profession. Mamet made the comments during an interview with Los Angeles Times deputy entertainment editor Matt Brennan and the outlet's Festival of Books hosted by the University of Southern California, where he was promoting his memoir, which is everywhere. I don't even know. I'm just going to. He was promoting his memoir, and he said in that the DEI is garbage, fascist totalitarianism. Hold the phone. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Are you looking for a way to preserve our founding history and American spirit for generations? Generations to come? Look no further than the Blueprints of Liberty Brick. Each brick you purchase helps build Liberty Village, a family destination where youth and families will encounter history like never before. You'll feel a sense of pride and belonging when you see your name engraved on a brick in Liberty Village. The Blueprints of Liberty Brick is a way to leave your mark on the future while preserving our nation's rich heritage. Liberty Village will impact hundreds of thousands of visitors, capturing the lives, moments, and stories of the greatest men and women in our nation's founding history. Join us in creating a legacy for generations to come. Visit UnitedWePledge.org today to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick and learn more about this monumental project.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner, now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me, so I'm confident it'll work well for you. Relief Factor was developed when doctors were looking for a better solution to deal with aches and pains. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s that really help you feel better all the time. How does it make you feel better all the time? It helps your body's natural response to inflammation. And anybody with the internet can look this up and look at the effects of turmeric and omega-3s. It's very simple. It's a very simple formula. They was able to take advantage of this a long time ago and put it into the market, and they have seen tremendous success. I'm just keeping it with y'all. Over a million people have tried Relief Factor's Quick Start Kit, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. A 70% customer retention rate is insane. That means that people are getting results. And I would argue that maybe people have a life crisis or they can't afford it anymore or something. The reason why it's not 100%, which is incredibly impressive. So if you are interested, because I ain't trying to make you buy something you ain't interested in. If you're interested and you're sick of the aches and pains, joint discomfort, soreness, or whatever that you feel that's limiting you from being the best version of yourself, give Relief Factor a try. Go to Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Did y'all see that Kanye West is trying to have a porn site? You know how silly that is? Kanye West is a devil. And I'll tell you this. Let me just say this to you. I'm really not trying to preach, man. That's why people, listen, that's why you need the discernment of the Holy Spirit. Because when Kanye first came out, a person that's spirit-filled should be able to set a standard and say not everybody that named the name of Jesus or claimed Jesus is actually a Christian. Some of these people are doing it because it gets them ahead of the game and they don't really believe what they're saying. If you are a real Christian, you're born again and you are pursuing Christ, you will not do the same things that you used to do. You will change. There will be a changing. There's power in the name of Jesus. It's not just religion. There's power. The Bible says there's no name under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. When you are baptized, you are forgiven of your sins according to the scripture. I can give you scriptures. I'm not trying to debate with nobody about baptism, but Acts 2:38 says, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. In the Bible, when they would get baptized, they say, washing away your sins. So that's in the Bible also talks about the regeneration of the regeneration of water, baptism, and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. So you are now forgiven. And those things fall off of you, that sin, all that, your nature change. You identify with Christ in death and baptism, and you should also walk like he did in the newness of life in the book of Romans. That's what it says. If you believe the Bible, then you understand that this is what's going to happen after. Even in Mark 16:16, it says, he that believeth shall be baptized. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Jesus told him a whole slew of things that's going to accompany a person who believes. You don't believe and you still sinning out there. That means you really didn't believe. And Christians are so afraid to just correct people. I knew that he wasn't right. When I saw Kanye West still doing the same things that he always do, but he slapped Jesus on top of it, I said, you know, that man is not being converted. That man is not really giving his life to Christ. That man is flirting. He's having an affair with the idea of being a true Christian. And I said, I'm not going to celebrate him because I need to verify. The spirit need to try the spirit. I need to verify that this man is actually converted before I go put my name on it. And Christians today don't even believe in that. Everybody's with. If you say you're a Christian, you're a Christian. Nobody should judge. No, you should know them by their fruits. If a man says that he's a believer and he's still going to the strip club, he don't really believe. I don't want to hear nobody lie to others and say, well, he working it out. No, when you believe, when you are born again, you will change. You won't be able to go to a strip club no more because God has delivered you. Now, you may not be delivered from everything, but the strip club is a big thing. You may not be delivered from everything, but doing porn is a big thing. You may not be delivered from everything, but abusing your wife is a big thing. You may not be delivered from everything, but cussing and rapping about debauchery is a big thing. And there's no way that you've been converted. There's no way that you've gotten a relationship with Christ and you ain't changing nothing. The first thing that Peter said to them, repent. He didn't say believe and everything else is going to work it out. Believe in Christ, repent. That means turn your back. Run away from it. Avoid it. Evade it. You're done with it. You don't want it no more. That don't make you happy no more. What makes you happy is serving Jesus Christ because he died for your sins. The sacrifice that that man did should empower you and embolden you to turn it around. Y'all wasn't even feeling good, but y'all making me scream. Turn it around. And now Kanye has got his woman on TV putting her breasts out there, doing all this other stuff. And then Kanye also is now claiming, now I don't know if it's real or not, but he's claiming on his social media that he's going to start a porn thing. I don't know if he's going to be doing it. I don't know if he's bought a porn company. I don't know what that fool doing. But I tell you what, it's a shame that he's putting, he claiming that he's a Christian and he's doing stuff like that. And then he gets on somebody's program. See, let me tell you, Marcus Rogers was right. I was right, but Marcus Rogers do this for a living. He's a pastor. I say it on my social media, amongst other things. Marcus Rogers said that the man need to, like God was showing him that Kanye need to be around real Christians and that he's not converted. He said this a long time ago. People are mad at him. Now look at him. He gets on television. He gets on a podcast and he say that he like don't believe Jesus no more. Or Jesus wasn't there when he had hard times. You gotta be so mentally immature to say Jesus wasn't there for me because I had prayed and he didn't answer. Maybe his answer was no. Maybe Jesus knew that you're gonna go over there and cut up if I give you what you claim you want. You're gonna turn from me. So I'm not gonna give you that. I'm not gonna rescue you, brother, in everything you do. Sometimes you gotta learn. I'm not playing. Jesus ain't Captain Saver. Sometimes he puts you through things to help you grow and learn to rely on him. To rely on your, to have faith. You don't have faith if you ask for something and they just give it to you right away. You got to develop faith muscles. Just like somebody going to the gym, hitting the weights and doing protein and eating healthy to get their body in shape. You got to do the same thing with your spiritual life. There comes times where God is testing you. Or allowing you to go through tests. And you're going to come out on the other side when you do what? Listen to what Jesus said. You need to have faith. Believe that God is going to take you, you know, take you to the next level. You understand it's just a season for a reason. You're going to come up out of this thing, but you got to have faith. Hold the phone.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'll pass the offering plate around in a minute. But I feel like people don't preach like this anymore. Everybody just accept everybody's stuff all the time. Man, the Bible says try the spirit by the spirit. That means that before you accept a person's conversion story, you should be able to discern in the spirit if that person is actually giving their life to Christ. Truly. And some people don't know what it, they never heard the gospel. they just heard some pastor say something slick on a Sunday morning, and so they think they've given their life to Christ. They never heard of Christ. They never heard the true gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, so I'm not mad at everybody that do these things, but I think that you should hold off on elevating people. Same thing that happened to John Lindell's church, James Rivers Church. They had that guy come up there and swallow that sword. And John Lindell, he should repent to everybody and apologize to the world for what he did. That man didn't even look up whether this kid was saved or not. He came out and blasted Mark Driscoll and did a whole service. Instead of talking about Jesus, he's pumping his own chest up and telling Mark Driscoll to repent when he should have been the one repenting. He get up there and say, this man, Alex, been saved for 10 years. He was born again Christian. He go to this certain church and he's a married man with kids. The man came on his social media, the Alex guy came on his own social media and corrected it. He pretty much said, I ain't a born again Christian. I don't even believe in that. I have my own made up beliefs about God that has nothing to do with anything that's ever been said by anybody in the Bible. And then he went on to say, I don't belong to that church. I'm an Orthodox Christian church. I went to a Baptist church because my friends went there. That's what the man said. So he wasn't really a member of the church from his own words. Then he said he didn't have no kids. So that means John Lindell didn't even look up he didn't even talk to the guy. Because if you talk to him, who the person you're defending, he would have told you, hey, I don't have no kids, and hey, let me tell you about my conversion story. John Lindell is looking up something on Wikipedia about a man that he brought to his church to swallow a sword, rip his shirt off, and go up and down a pole. What does that tell you, Brandon? That the modern church is falling away from Jesus. They got to do pranks and theatricals, preach the gospel. Y'all didn't run. It ain't, man, the scripture it's a lot of scripture. My pastor's been preaching the gospel for 40 some years, and the man don't have to do a single theatrical. That man got a church preaching the gospel for 40 plus years. Man, I was going to his church for several years while I was in college. He only preached from the gospel of Jesus Christ on Sunday. There's a whole bunch of different stories you can add and look at and talk about, and you should be preaching the gospel. These pastors are trying to be so cute and trying to be so religious and holy and dressed up. Brother, just come and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, please, so people can get converted. You're not the one converting anybody. What you're doing is putting the message out there and letting God deal with these people. Some people are coming to your church because they need Jesus. They need more of him. They want to be delivered. And you talking about Mark Driscoll. They want to be delivered. They need to hear a message of truth. They need to hear a message because they're getting ready to give up. They're getting ready to throw in the towel. They're getting ready to quit the church. They're getting ready to leave their wife. They need to hear from Jesus. And you doing your own selfish stuff behind the pulpit, calling another man to repent, and both of y'all wrong. Okay. This is why our church is bleeding out. Because people want to people please. I wish I had prepared. See, I didn't know I was going to talk about this. If I knew I was going to talk about this, I'd have prepared my scriptures. In the last days, there will be itching ears. And people are going to be people pleasing instead of Christ pleasing. It ain't your job to care about how many people come to your church. It's your job to preach the gospel. I had a dream one day, and I'm not Martin Luther King, but I did have a dream. In 1 minute, I was in a stadium. I went out to a stadium. It was a Coliseum. It was, now that I think about Coliseums, that dream could have meant more than what I thought. I go out in this Coliseum, probably fit 100,000 people. I walk to the edge of the stage. There's two seats. There's one person or two people sitting in that seat. And I walked up to them. It was completely empty in that place. And I remember looking at them and I said, I don't care how many people here, I'm going to always preach the gospel. The dream started over. I came out in the Coliseum and it was full of people. I was being introduced into a Coliseum full of people. What did I take from that? Is that God is saying, I'll take care of the rest of it. All you do is preach the gospel. All you do is tell the truth about Jesus and who he is. I'll take care of the rest of that stuff. Don't you worry how many people listen to you, how many people come to your church, how many people like you. Just tell the truth. And y'all hold the phone. I got Chris Hoare coming up next. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Oscillative Show. I have a special guest that's coming onto the show to talk about satellite phones and the importance and the safety measures surrounding that, and how satellite phones are, I would argue, one of your best options if, in fact, there's an attack on our cellular networks. So help me welcome to the show the spokesman at Satellite Phone Store, Chris Hoare. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit ago when there was an attack, and or I want to say it's an attack. I don't know if it was an attack or not, but there was an outage in AT&T, and a lot of customers were afraid and terrified. They didn't have internet. I mean, they didn't have cell phone connections. And we know that there's always a possibility of a threat of a foreign enemy attacking our cellular and internet services. So why do you think, or, you know, what can people glean from when it comes to the satellite phone as I would say, an alternative to protect us in a situation like that?
Well, look, it's the only alternative to cell phones. Cell phones are great if you're in a metropolitan area, you know, where there's a lot of cell towers and so on. But they do completely rely, you know, cell phones completely rely on those cell towers being there and being up. On a good day, there's only 7% of the planet is covered by cell phone service to begin with. That's if everything's working. So, like, if you're like me here in Colorado and you want to go hiking up in the mountains, you'll know that as soon as you get a few yards off the road, your cell phone is no good anymore. And if you get into trouble, you're not going to be able to call anyone. So cell phones are great, you know, in built-up areas as long as everything's working. But if they go down, the only alternative is a sat phone. The reason that sat phones are so good is because they talk directly to the satellites in the sky. And they do not rely on any kind of ground-based infrastructure, which means as long as you can see the sky, you can make or receive a call under any kind of situation. When things go bad and cell towers go down, as you were just talking about, and by the way, last weekend we had another outage where in 8 or 9 states, cell phone service was interrupted, as was 911 service. The satellite phone, if you reach for that, that's going to work every single time. And they have never had an outage on the satellite phone networks because there is nothing to go down. There are satellites there above Earth orbit, and they will continuously provide access to phone calls both in and out and text messages in and out, no matter what's going on the ground. So they are not just an alternative, but they are a security and protection measure because they will always work. Now, you don't need to use them on a day-to-day basis, but if you have no other option, these can be life-saving devices, as I'm sure you know.
Right, and I think this is a crucial thing, Chris, to articulate to people. I think you touched on it a little bit, but how to incorporate the sat phone, because some people may in their mind think that why don't the sat phone just replace the cell phone? So could you explain to the audience of why the sat phone doesn't at this point replace the cell phone, and how to properly incorporate having a cell phone and utilizing a sat phone?
Well, because these satellites are so far out there in space, it's hard to get a fast connection. So satellite phones can't really give you the kind of apps and the internet access and data access that we're all very much used to on our cell phones. So that's why they're not really, you know, an alternative, like full-time for cell phones yet. But here's the thing about cell phones. They are tracking devices, as you know, right? The government or the cell phone carriers can track you within a couple of feet of where you are at any time. And all of that information is archived as well. So if they want to figure out where you were a month ago, they could just pull up that archived data and they can see exactly where you were. So you're being tracked. Your privacy is being invaded. You know, forget about whatever terms of service you provide. I think that this kind of tracking is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which is meant to protect all Americans from unreasonable search and seizure. So, you know, they are very good for privacy. They're very good for security, but they don't have the data kind of and the apps and the internet access that you get on cell phones. The upside to that is with a sat phone, you really can't be tracked. There is no internet kind of archiving that's being done because you don't have those apps. So it does give you a lot of security and privacy. And these days, that's a very real threat. I mean, with the renewal of the Pfizer Act, you know as well as I know that means that Americans are going to be tracked when they haven't done anything wrong. You know, they're going to be watching us. They are watching people. They're, you know, interfering with people's lives, you know, breaking the law as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, they don't seem to care about that. So satellite phones provide privacy. They provide guaranteed communication. But yes, they can be a little bit more expensive. You know, when these handsets first came out, they were 10, 20 grand a piece, you know, and 10, 20, 30 bucks a minute you were paying for airtime. And that's great if you're a billionaire. But what we've done at sat123.com is bring the price of the phone down to zero, free with activation. Anywhere else in the country, you're going to be charged $1,000 to $2,000 for the phone, and then you're going to have to pay for your airtime. At sat123.com, you're going to get a free phone if you go there today, and you're going to pay $80-$90 a month to get 100 minutes that roll over, by the way, if you don't use them. So I think the best plan is to think about this as part of your go bag, your prep kit. You know, everyone who's smart and ready has extra ammo, yeah, extra food, extra water. But a lot of those people are missing communications. And that's a mistake in my mind, because without communications, you're very much in the dark and it could be life endangering.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%. And thank you so much for putting that in perspective of the pricing, because people aren't familiar with how the pricing works. But I'll tell you this, a quick story. My pastor's life was saved from a sat phone, because they went to hike from they started north. So they went from Utah all the way down Arizona to Mexico. And it was a hike for fundraising. And along the hike, pastor, you know, he had a little support team that would trail them a little bit, but he went off. His daughter and him was in a certain section. He slips, a boulder breaks loose. The boulder, he pushes his daughter out of the way. The boulder rolls over his legs, barely escaping his head. He would have been dead. Now he crushed his pelvis. He can't walk. I mean, he can bleed out and die at any moment. And his daughter just so happened to have a sat phone. So she was able to call in a rescue team to come and get him. And if she didn't have a sat phone, they would have had to hike miles and miles and miles back and hours to go get some help from somebody. So I tell people this all the time. It's not just in an emergency situation to have a sat phone. It's also when you're going to hike and you're doing things that are off the grid and you really need to have that connection. So explain to us again, where do we go to get access to the sat phone? I know you said sat123.com. What will people expect when they get to the website? How do they go about getting the phone, and what's the turnaround time? How long would they expect to get it to their house and all of the above?
Well, we have a number of different plans, from individual user plans to family plans to business plans.
Don't miss the podcasts that matter now on the Salem Podcast Network. Dinesh D'Souza.
This is a game in which the conclusion comes first, and then you look for data, and then if the data is, quote, disappointing, you start fiddling with the data. You can often claim that the data says something that it doesn't really say. Why? Because the ordinary person never checks.
Seth Holhouse.
We have these agencies, FBI, CIA, Defense Department. Maybe 20 years ago, I would have thought, maybe they picked up on something, they got some intel, and they're trying to help us. But I no longer believe that very much at all.
And Jenna Ellis.
We need to be better prepared to understand what it is that the left is doing with their arguments, so that we can be better prepared to answer these things and to have definitions that matter.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Oscillating Show. I would love to continue my preaching, but I do want to say that America should be ashamed of itself, because how in the world are y'all giving all this money to Ukraine? And that little weasel just sitting there smiling in our face. It says that Ukraine-Israel aid bill includes $3.5 billion to supercharge mass immigration from the Middle East. President Joe Biden's pro-immigration border chief is opening new processes centered from Muslim immigrants amid pro-Hamas riots in USA cities and just after Congress granted $3.5 billion more for immigration within the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Not only did the foreign aid package do nothing to secure our own border, it includes $3.5 billion to supercharge mass immigration from the Middle East, according to a tweet from Eric Schmidt. The Biden-Harris administration set the refugee admissions ceiling for fiscal year 2024 at 125,000 refugees. Said in April the 23rd release from the Department of Homeland Security, visa-granting agency added, with the opening of the, I think it's Doha field office, on May the 7th, 2024, let's see, another field office on May 9th of 2024, 11 international field offices. Other international field offices include Beijing, China, Guatemala City, Havana, Mexico City, Kenya, you name it. El Salvador, Honduras, it goes on and on. The announcement was posted as Biden signed the $95 billion, I hope I'm not saying million, military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The package does not include any fund to help rebuild America's border defense against immigrants or migration, but it does include $481 million to settle immigrants in USA cities and $3.5 billion to expand immigration programs worldwide. How fast can they go to hell? How fast can we get these people out of office? But America don't know this, because if you listen to CNN, they'll never talk about it because they know it'll be detrimental to Joe Biden. So they'll never talk about it. But I will say this, we should be calling these people to the carpet. There's people that are struggling, bro. And I'm not saying people struggling who homeless. Forget most of them. They want to be sitting on the street being stupid. I'm talking about the people who are trying. People who work every day. And they just need a little bit of help to get across the finish line. And they giving all this money to other people. Migrants. Foreign countries. When the people of America just need a little bit of help, that's doing and they trying and they doing their best and they working two jobs, they need a little help. And our government is throwing that money to other people. It is a shame. Y'all hold the doggone phone. I'm out of time.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.